Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your vlogging couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Monday, October the 3rd, 2011.
And this is episode 29.
Everybody.
One times 29. It's a prime number.
Oh, so you just had to go lame and say one times 29.
Yeah, so people can understand. There may be some people that need to understand what prime numbers are. Prime numbers are numbers that, you know, can only be, you know, multiplied or divided by themselves.
The Valentines do math.
We do math.
Welcome to a new episode of the At Valentine Podcast.
And as Renee told you, this is October the 3rd, 2011.
Yep, and this is a new month, and this is a new episode.
And the cool thing about this month is, it's the month that I proposed to you.
It is. Jay proposed to me on October the 31st, 2008. Everybody say aww. It was really sweet.
So. All right.
And I also want to say happy birthday to my mom. Her birthday is tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Ms. Crocker.
Happy birthday, Mom. I'm not going to say her age, even though I don't think she cares. But
she doesn't even look it. Really, she doesn't.
She doesn't look anything like her age. Nope. And also, happy birthday to my dad. His birthday is on Sunday.
And that guy is old. Real old.
I think it's funny that their birthdays are so close together.
And he's old.
Wah, oh, you're so mean.
What are you talking about? He said that he is going to miss my birthday on purpose. He planned his vacation around my birthday.
So I don't think he planned it around your birthday.
So that he would not be here. So I will not be there for your birthday, Mr. Crocker.
I don't think that was his plan. But
oh, yeah.
And we also want to say congratulations to Ashley Clark.
Yeah.
She's no longer Ashley Clark. I don't know what her new name is. She just got married. She got married yesterday.
What do you mean you don't know what her new name is?
Her new last name.
Her last name, I thought it was Smith. But hold on. I can't remember.
The new one?
I can't remember. I can't remember. I know his name is Rob.
Well, yes, I know that.
Lewis. I think, wait a minute.
I thought it was Lewis. I think you're right.
Oh, man.
Well, let's just say it's Lewis.
No. Because I...
Well, why don't we just say Ashley?
Well, Ashley, congratulations.
Congratulations. On your marriage. And it's going to be awesome. You're going to have fun. So, that's all the shout outs I have.
Oh, yeah?
For right now.
That's all you have right now.
I'll have some more later.
So, how has your weekend been? And what all did you do this weekend?
My weekend was very relaxing.
Very.
Very. Very spent a lot relaxing. Of time watching TV and laying around on the couch, spending time with Jay.
Right. Right. It was totally a good time for us. I mean, we did some relaxing. As you know, I was on call last week, so I didn't get to do too much, you know, staying here on call. And her new last name is Thompson, by the way.
Oh.
His middle name is Lewis. That's what it was.
Well, okay.
So,
there you go.
So congratulations, Rob and Ashley. Thompson, and we hope that you have many, many years of happiness, which we sure that you will. But going back to the weekend, it was very relaxing weekend. It was kind of chilly this weekend, which was kind of cool for me.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
I saw frost on the grass for the first time.
Right.
And also I saw geese flying south.
And it was funny because when you came in from taking the dogs in, you was like, I saw, you know, there was frost on the ground. I was like, was it moving or was it still?
No, you were like, was it mist? I was like, no, I know the difference between mist and frost.
I think I was just more shocked that we got frost that early.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a heavy frost, but there was definitely frost on the grass.
Right, right. And took Sammy Saturday morning to get his haircut. He had to go to the groomers. It was time for him to. He was looking like a mop a little bit. I think Renee described it best. Yeah. And he did it like a mop. So we took him in to get his haircut, and we went to go pick him up, and we realized that we told him the wrong guard to use on the haircut.
Yeah, it was a little close.
It was closer than we got it. It was like the first time we got him cut, which it was too close. And it made his head look big.
Well, and plus, and they make his head really puffy.
Right.
I mean, it's a classic Bichon look, but with his fur cut so close and his head so puffy.
He looked like a monkey, you know, had caved in eyes, it looked like. And
he looked like a little Q-tip.
Yeah.
I mean, and his fur is super soft when he comes back from the groomer, so I like that, but.
Yeah, they pick his fro out and stuff.
His fro. Yeah. Basically, he did have a fro. So it looks kind of funny, but it'll grow out in a week or so.
Totally. And we did something exciting for you on Saturday as well.
We did.
What was that?
We went and I had a makeup shopping trip. I've been trying to get back into makeup more, and the makeup I have is really old. So,
how old is your makeup? Or how old was your makeup?
Supposedly.
Oh, Lord.
Excuse me.
Did you just
yawn? I did. I couldn't help it.
You guys hear that? We're on episode 29.
I'm really sorry.
And she's bored.
Not bored.
Man.
Anyway.
Only took 29 episodes.
So, another shopping trip. Alati and Strumpet have been putting up awesome makeup vlogs. So, and that's inspired me to get back into the makeup. And as far as the question of how old my makeup is, I have some that's at least 4 or 5 years old.
Right.
Which, I know some people cringe at the thought of having makeup that's so old.
Well, some people don't know that makeup expires, you know? I mean, I wouldn't have known that makeup didn't expire. And you probably wouldn't have if we hadn't seen Hoarders, you know?
Right. So, yeah, that's true.
So,
I had a wish list all armed, and I had a list of all the makeup I needed.
It was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool, yeah. We went to Walgreens, had a helpful associate.
And you did a great haul video afterwards.
I did, but I'm going to post that later tonight.
Yep, you should totally also post in our trip in the show notes.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I can definitely add that in.
You know, so that people can see just a day with the Valentines a little bit, you know. Not only will you be able to hear what we do for the weekend on some days, you can also watch.
Yeah, and I am naming those series, like, we won't do them all the time, but I'm naming the series Valentine's Day and then putting the day that we go out.
Okay. Well,
cheesy,
cool.
But I like it. I just thought of it.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I like that. I have to ask, babe, are you really tired?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I sound tired?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're like,
a little bit, yeah. I don't know what it is.
You know. We went out Saturday and hung out. And
I had fun. It was relaxing.
Had fun. It was relaxing. And
I'm
really not drinking right now.
What?
Okay. And then on Sunday, we went to Smash Burgers. We talked about this a couple of shows back about Smash Burgers coming to Louisville.
Yeah. And I was excited to try it. I mean, we know a lot of people on Twitter who say it's really good. So we'll talk about that more in food, but we had a trip to Smash Burger, and Jay strategically had us go at 11 o'clock on a Sunday
when
a lot of people around here are still in church.
Yeah, I mean, 11 o'clock, that's when the early goers aren't quite out yet. They're out, but they're socializing at church with the people in between the services and, you know, the people that are late. You know, they go to 11 o'clock service and stuff like that. So got there and got in and got out real quick, because the right one was getting out was when the whole church crew were coming in. So worked out kind of great. But with that, we'll move on to tech.
Technology.
Last week in tech.
We have something to talk about today.
So a couple of shows back. It was always a couple of shows back, but I think it was the last show, maybe. or the show before that, where we're talking about our video camera trips and stuff like that. So it was 2 weeks back, actually, where we had went got the Sony Bloggy, and we took the Bloggy, then we took it back, got the Kodak Playful, and we've been using that. So this past weekend, you know, after, you know, thinking about it a lot more and using, you know, the Sony software, we felt like that I took the Bloggy back too fast.
We took the Bloggy back too fast.
Nah, I took the Bloggy back too fast. But because I got irritated with the autofocus and everything, and well, you did too, but we didn't give it a fair chance. You know, we did one hour video. I mean, so we didn't really get to have time to sit down with it like we did with the Kodak. And I mean, the Kodak just left us wanting, more. As far as, quality of the video, I mean, it was good enough and everything. I mean, with its 5 megapixel camera and stuff, but we really, really, really,
yeah,
you know, wanted the Bloggy. So we went back on Friday. We took the Kodak Playful back and we got the Bloggy and we came home and we really gave it a try.
But wait, Target customer service was awesome.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, like, no restock fee.
Yeah, and we even had a SD card outside of its packaging, no package or right. anything. And they still took it back.
Yeah, they took it back and we were able to exchange it and then pay the difference and everything. And we did some videos. You did your makeup pre-makeup trip.
Yeah,
I had video with it.
Yeah, it was the makeup tour, the one where I showed all my old makeup because Strumpet had requested that.
So. Right. And it came out great. I mean, we did some test video and we noticed that when we're sitting closer to it, you know, kind of like vlog style, like what we do now instead of across the room and we're sitting on the couch and everything, the autofocusing isn't as bad and everything. And it's nice to be able to, that you can put something 4 inches away from the lens and it focuses on it as long as it has like a background on it. So we usually put our hands up over it so that you can, you know, so it'll focus. So that was really nice.
Yeah. And I always put my hands over big items that I don't need to.
Yeah.
Jay laughed at me.
It was pretty cute. It's pretty cute. And, so what are your thoughts on the Blogging? I mean,
I like it a lot. Sony makes pretty products. That's one thing they've always done. I actually like it. The quality of the video is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very clear and, I really like it.
Yeah. I mean, like when we did the road trip, you know, when we were, you know, the day at Valentine's Day, you know, where they went out with us on the 2nd or the 1st of October. The quality of that video was very great, was very well, or very good. It was good. It looked great. So, check out the YouTube. I mean, we're satisfied with it a lot.
Definitely.
And, so what happened yesterday, babe?
We got a new TV. I don't know. The TV that we had in the front room was about at least 10 years old.
Oh yeah, it was one of those DVD TV combos. Was that a Sony also?
No, I can't remember.
I think it was. You have a love for Sony products.
I do. I do love Sony. Ever since, like my love for Sony started with the Walkman.
Okay. That's where it usually started with everyone. And so we got a Vizio LED TV, which is, that thing is like 1.33 inches. Thick.
It's very thin.
It is very, very thin, and I was very, very shocked at how thin it was. And the color and the contrast and is very vibrant. I was really, you know, satisfied with it as far as picture quality, because we have a Vizio also in our back room, which is 42 inch, I believe, or 30 inch. I mean, 40 inch or 42.
And that one's an LCD.
Right, it's an LCD.
And I knew as soon as we get this LED 32-inch, he would start talking about upgrading our TV in our bedroom.
No, I thought about it for like probably 2 minutes. And then I said, you know what? I really like the sound of our LCD back here because it does have a bigger casing, and it is, you know, we don't have a sound system for either our TVs. And the first thing that we both said when we turned on the LED was the sound sounds flat. And that's one of the cons with the LED TV is the sound quality isn't that great because it's so thin. So there's no room in there for the bass to carry through the casing.
Yeah, but to fix that, you would just get a speaker system.
Right, right. I mean, you know, you don't have to get anything expensive, I don't think, personally. You know, I'll be satisfied with like a Kobe $69 system or going to get a Sony one. I mean, I saw a Sony one that was 350 watts for roughly $129 at HH Gregg. And I mean, I think with that, you would be fine.
Yeah, so, yeah. I would like to have a speaker system eventually.
Yeah, it's not on the top of my list right now. It's just more of those wishful things, and I'm happy with the LED TV, don't get me wrong. It's just one of those things that you have to expect when you do get it, you know. So I'm also happy with our LCD TV in our room. So that I'm really happy with that.
I do love our LCD.
Right. And Amazon made a huge announcement this past week. We kind of talked about that in the last show about some of the speculations with the Kindle Fire and everything else. They also mentioned a whole new line of Kindles. Well, not a whole new line, but some of the Kindles that has Kindle Touch. You can get the classic Kindle with the keyboard on it for like $69. And that's a Wi-Fi version. And you can also get like the Kindle Touch, which has the touch screen on it.
Oh, and that was crazy. I wasn't expecting a touch screen.
Right. So you either tap it or you can swipe it. You can go into settings and set it up. And it has an infrared screen and everything. So that one is also, that one's like $99 for the Wi-Fi and $149 for the 3G.
And the most awesome part about that is that it's coming out on our anniversary.
Yeah, November 21st, 2011. So, very excited about that. And they brought out the Kindle Fire.
Yep.
Which is their $199 tablet.
Yeah. And so, they're definitely gunning for, you know, the other tablets. I'm not sure if they're going for iPad's place. But the problem is they don't have any apps on it. I mean, they're going to have everything, but apps are kind of what drive a tablet.
Well, actually, I mean, they do have the Amazon Android store.
Yeah, it's true.
So they do have the apps for it. They have the Android apps.
Yeah, but Android is kind of lagging behind.
Right,
iOS, I think.
They have no 3G and it has no camera. So I mean, that's a couple downside things. So, but one of the things, if you think about it, just think about if you had this device and your kids, you know, they want, let's say if they want an iPad or if a person has an iPod Touch, right? iPod Touch runs around $149, $179. And that's for like an iPhone size device.
Right.
You can get them an Amazon Kindle Fire that is, you know, a tablet that is like more than twice the size of the iPod Touch. And you can get that for them and they can have the content, you know, from the Amazon store. With the videos, the music, and all the other stuff. I mean, what do you think about that as an option?
Definitely. I know kids ask for iPads all the time, and I think that's a really good option for them. So, I mean, I can see it doing well. People love Kindle. Amazon has built that brand name up enough where a tablet would be just fine. But I don't see the Kindle Fire for me.
Right.
I like the Kindle. I like the e-ink
technology. Yep.
And maybe get it for our anniversary, one for each of us. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. And it's one of the things that we're thinking about gifting ourselves for our anniversary, or the Wi-Fi version of the Touch, because we can still keep our other Kindles and use that to order 3G if we're away from a Wi-Fi spot, or we can even use our phone to go to Amazon and order it that way and send it straight to our device. So we have options to get around that. Not totally leaning on the 3G as what something that we need. And I guess with that,
let's go into media.
Let's go into some media.
Media. We don't have a lot on here. What?
Yeah. What's up with that?
No, no. We didn't watch any movies.
We didn't watch any movies, but we watched a ton of TV.
Yeah, we watched a ton of TV, but kind of watched stuff that we've already talked about and everything. But we did watch a couple of new things.
Right. We watched The Playboy Club, which was a show that Renee was very interested in, and which I'm actually kind of shocked about a little bit. Kind of took me something for that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, I actually heard that The Playboy Club wasn't that good.
Really?
Yeah, which is odd. I actually liked it. It's set in the 60s and the Playboy Club in Chicago. So.
Right.
It's good. One little part I don't like is that they don't show Hugh Hefner's character's face.
Right.
I guess they can't because he's alive and maybe he didn't give his consent for somebody else to play him,
right,
like, full face on or anything.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure that they had to have some sort of permission from Hugh in order to do that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to base it on that, he was like, you can do it, but, you know, you're not going to have, you know, people, you know, acting as me, or if you do, they can't show the face and everything else, so.
Yeah, so did you like the movie? The show?
I mean, I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I think one of the main characters, she gets on my nerves a little bit. She just seems very immature. But but I think, you know, we'll see where that goes. Then we also watched Parking Wars.
Yep. And this isn't a new thing. We've been watching Parking Wars, but this is the start of the third season.
Yeah.
And there's a new element in the third season.
They've added a new city.
Detroit.
Ooh.
Which, let me tell you, it's a little different from Philadelphia.
Right,
and,
right.
In Philadelphia, the ticket riders, they're nice, polite, and everything, but.
Well, you have a couple that are kind of Detroitish.
Kind of. But all the ticket riders that they've shown in Detroit are ghetto. They talk back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They have a attitude. Like, they don't walk away from situations.
A lot.
they just sit there and argue, which in Philadelphia, they tell them to walk away. So a lot of times they just walk away.
Right.
So it's funny.
And it's funny because I was telling Renee, it's like the people from Philadelphia that are all angry over PPA that are ghetto must have moved to Detroit and applied for jobs to work for Detroit Parking Authority.
It's funny. And it's just one dude named Ponytail.
Yeah, and he refers to himself in the third person.
And he has these herringbone chains from like 1994.
Three of them
on his neck.
Right.
Yeah, and there's another dude who thinks he's perfect.
Oh, yeah, because he lost 70 pounds in 1 year.
So and so he just thinks he's perfection. Nauseating.
Yeah.
But I still think it's funny because they still do Philadelphia, which if it was all Detroit, it would be hard to swallow. But,
right.
I'm glad they mix it up with some Philadelphia. So I still love your Parking Wars.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then we started a new series, of course, like we always do.
We start them and we never finish them.
Oh, we're going to finish them.
Ooh, I like that. That just gave me chills.
I know. We're going to finish them.
I like to hear that.
We're going
to
finish them. We started watching Breaking Bad.
And everybody, like, I've heard so many different people talk about how good this show is.
Right.
So we started watching Breaking Bad and it's not bad. I had heard the basic premise of it, but
right.
Jay had not heard anything about it.
No, I haven't. I hadn't. And it seems pretty good so far. One of the things that, you know, of course, is talked about Breaking Bad. So apparently there must be some bad element in here.
You try not to give much away.
Right. So, you know, it just kind of, I'll just say this. Shows recently are kind of, it brought up a conversation between us where it was like shows like Dexter, was it Sons of Anarchy?
Weeds,
Breaking Bad, all these shows that have these elements in them is quite, I don't understand the craze behind it. Where, you know, when we were coming up, you know, we had shows like Good Times and Facts of Life and Different Strokes, Cosby Show, Different World, stuff like that were, you know, family sitcoms.
Yeah, you know? There aren't a lot of family sitcoms.
I know.
Now it's all about couples. It's mostly about couples and, you know. Yeah, like
couples, and it's about, you know,
crime
and all this other stuff. And
it's different.
Yeah, it's a different time. And it's kind of, you know, not that I'm complaining or anything. I just found it quite interesting. All.
But I like Breaking Bad, but I'm really easy to please as far as shows go.
Right.
So I'm not a very good.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why the lead actor has won a couple Oscars or Emmys. It's either one of them. I can't remember.
It's Emmy.
Okay. He's won a couple of Emmys. He's won three for lead actor already.
Wow.
So, I mean, there's something there, you know, as to why, you know, people are liking it, you know, so. I mean, like I said, it's not bad at all. It's Breaking Bad. Woo, you saw what I did there, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did.
So one of the things about On Call that happens with me that I've noticed is that sometimes I get called early in the morning and it takes me a little bit longer to go to sleep. And what ends up happening is I end up searching iTunes, Amazon MP3, you know, just kind of seeing what the new music is out and everything else. So this week I discovered a new artist called J. Cole.
Yeah, he's taking to the streets.
Right. He's a rap artist from Fayetteville, North Carolina. He's on Jay-Z's new record label. And he's a rapper that's not singing. He's actually rapping. And he's actually rapping about something. And I mean, he's a young guy. I think he was born in 85. And he's actually, you know, his lyrics are great. His beats are dope. And I actually got his album, and he also had two free albums, mixtapes that he had when he started his career.
That's cool.
They were on his website that he had for free. So I'm, of course, picked those up as well. So I'm pleased, with J. Cole. I actually listened to him all day today, except for a certain period when I listened to a couple of podcasts, but he was the background music for me since last Tuesday. And one of the other things that we did this week was played a lot of DC Universe Online.
It's crazy how much we played. It's nuts. Played a ton.
Right. And I actually, last night, I hit level 30, which is the max level in DCU.
Yay!
On my hero, and we're working to get Renee up to max level. I think you're what, 23 or 24?
Yeah. And I don't know how much I'm going to play.
Really?
I don't know. Once it goes free to play, I tend to slack off on games. So.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because they lose features. And I'm just like, meh.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's nothing you're going to lose, really. I mean, you're not going to make more characters. Aside from,
I can't have as much money.
The amount of money you have, but, I mean, you can give it to me, you know, for a little bit.
That's true. So I think you're going to pay for a little bit just so you can keep the money.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do. I mean, we have until the 20th of October to figure out what we want to do. So I'm not too worried about it right now. I'm just still having fun. So.
Yeah, I'm having fun, and that's what matters. And I also play a little bit more Uncharted 2, and I'm hoping to finish that this weekend. I know Uncharted 3 is coming out soon. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And with that, we're going to get on to the good stuff.
The fridge is not prepared!
And this music for the food segment this week is Piano Concerto in A Minor, Op. 16. I think I need to find out what Op means. Some music people, tell me what OP period means.
Okay, I'll look it up right now.
Op. 16 to Adagio, Berlin Radio Symphony Orchestra. So that's our music for today. Very refined, mm-hmm. Classic. And we're actually going to do I think I like having to try this first.
It means opus.
Opus?
Yep.
Oh, like Mr. Holland's opus.
Yep. Simply means work as a noun.
A minor opus.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
A minor work.
So to try this, we have two things to try this. One, Jay is cool about. The other one, Jay's not so cool about.
Yeah, I've actually tried it before, but that's when I was a young kid, and it's when it first came out. and I'm going to go ahead and just bust it out.
Okay.
It's the Goobers, peanut butter and jelly already in the can.
Yep. And this isn't new. It's, but I've never tried it. I love peanut butter and jelly.
And I did say this morning, I said, I am trying this when I tried it from before I was a child. I mean, I was literally like 5 or 6 years old. And it just had came out.
And you haven't had it since.
Right. Because, like, I think I said it on the show, but my grandmother on my mom's side, she was a cafeteria worker, or a cafeteria manager, you know, at the school that I went to school in. So she was responsible for planning meals and everything else, and a cafeteria chef, I guess that's what it would actually be called. And I remember her getting this cafeteria or the school no-name brand of the peanut butter and
does it
jelly
like that? If so, I love that. I love that stuff. Like the kind, like the peanut butter and jelly they would wrap up in the cellophane.
Yeah,
I like that.
Anyway, I don't care
so
too much
that
for
means
it.
I'll probably like it and you won't like it.
And that's fine. I mean, that'd totally be your thing. You know, just like my Carolina Pride is mine. Carolina Pride.
I like Carolina Pride.
I know you do.
But I always cut it up in half.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's totally understandable.
And the second thing is these things I saw at Walmart. They're called Pancake Bites. It intrigued me.
That's cool.
And so I got a package of them, and we're going to try those.
Yep.
And we smelled the outside of the package, and they pretty much smelled like pancakes.
Yeah, it did. So pretty much we got some mini pancakes we're going to try out.
Pancakes for dessert. So, I'll talk about this later. So Jay is going to entertain you, and I'll be right back.
Yep, I'm going to entertain you. And why are you going? Will you bring some water back? All right, and so Renee's going to go up there, and she's going to make the goobers.
Huh? Do you care how I make it?
You make it? She's asking me, how do I care how she makes it? I'm telling her, you make it any way you want to, babe. Seriously. So she knows I'm not too picky about anything else. And I'm not too outspoken about what I don't like, because I normally like everything. But there are some things that I don't like, and I think there's just an experience that I had with goobers, and it wasn't goobers, it was just the peanut butter and jelly mixed container. I mean, it was the experience I had. I mean, I just remember it not tasting very good, and it's like the second time tonight I've misused well and good in the same sentence, which happens often. But you know, like with pimento cheese, I wasn't a huge fan of pimento cheese because I used to have to eat it for lunch at one point, and when the sandwiches were made for me, there were gobs and gobs of pimento cheese on the bread, and it was not toasted or anything, and I really didn't like it, and I was like, ugh, and I don't like pickled meat. It's like meat that has relishes, not like pickles and stuff like that in it, but, you know, just different stuff like that, and it's really hard sometimes to get past and move past some of those childhood memories of bad food that you had. But it's good to come back and try it again and see, is it still true I do not like this, or is it still true that I do like this? And so with that, I mean, it's good to, you know, always try things again, even if you don't like them. Unless you're like allergic to it. And one of the things that I enjoy is trying new things and, you know, new discovery. This is a thing of life. And I'm starting to ramble a little bit, and I'm hoping that Renee's coming. So are there some things that you guys have tried? Write in and let us know on some things that you had when you were a kid that you absolutely will not eat again because it was like a horrible experience, and even though it may be okay now, you still kind of hung up on the fact that, you know, it's something that you're like, I'm not going to try that again ever. And like to hear from you. And you can do that. You can email us at valentineblog@gmail.com. That's valentineblog@gmail.com. And she is walking in now with the try this here. And look, I have half a sandwich and some those. Wow. We're going to take a picture of these pancake bites because they are actually thicker than
you thought.
I thought they were actually what do you call them? Silver dollar pancakes?
Smaller than that.
Or quarter pancakes? I thought they were thin also, but these are like donut holes.
So, did you tell everybody why you don't like?
Yeah, I talked about that, and I talked about pimento cheese, and I've even asked them if there are some things that they've tried, you know, to email in and let us know that when they were a kid and they had a bad experience with it, and they were like, I'll never try it again, regardless of how, you know, it may be good now for them. But I'm going to let you talk.
Okay.
And so I am going to try. I'm not going to do the bites. I'm going to do the goobers first.
There's a lot of things I ate when I was younger that I didn't like that I do like now. So I like collard greens now and cabbage now. It's not like, but it was so weird. I've always liked spinach, which was the total opposite of everybody else. I like broccoli a little bit more now. So, what'd you try? The goobers?
Yep, that's what I said I was going to try first because I knew if it was bad, I have the pancake bites to go behind it. So.
But the pancake bites could be bad too. So, does it taste like you remember? Oh, he's eating. He took a second bite. So that must mean, well, not necessarily, because when Jay takes a second bite, he uses that second bite to reanalyze and make sure that it tastes like how he thinks it tastes. I just decide on the first bite whether I like it or not.
And plus, I want you to be able to talk for a little bit longer like you had me talking for a long time.
Hey, I said we could pause it. I'm just saying.
You did?
Oh, no. I said I would pre-make it if you wanted. And you were like, no, I can do it. So, tell me what you think.
I mean,
does it taste the same as you remember?
It tastes the same, but it doesn't revolt me like I remember it revolting.
Why? Why do you think it revolted you?
It just didn't. The peanut butter didn't taste right back then, and I mean, it still doesn't taste right now. But I mean,
it tastes the same as any other peanut butter.
Not really.
I think so. I think it's good.
That's you like peanut butter all together.
I love peanut
unless
butter.
It's like, you know, it has fish sticks in it or something like that. Then
fish sticks in my peanut butter?
Yeah, fish sticks. If it's not like some fish oil or fish juice in your peanut butter, then it's okay.
I do love peanut butter, but hey, if you don't want the rest of yours, I will eat it because it is freaking good.
Okay, well, I'm glad you like it, babe. It's like now, does it have to be stored in the refrigerator now that it's been open?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the bad thing, but that's okay. I will deal with that. Nah, I will eat all the goobers. Goobers.
No, that's fine.
I like the name because it sounds like it should be like
boogers?
Yes, boogers.
Because it is. And then, so I'm going to go ahead and let you try the first pancake bite.
Thanks.
And it's like, because we didn't have a try this for the past few episodes, we decided we're going to do two and make up for lost time.
Yep. And the pancake bites, it smells kind of like a McGriddle with a cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
So try it.
All right. And I mean, I've been sitting here and I can just totally just smell this pancake bite. You know, it's like maple syrup just coming in my nose.
It tastes like a pancake. Really? Taste it. It's really good. Tastes like a pancake with syrup already on it. It's like it's good for breakfast. Like, but it has like a little bit of a cake element to it. But I like it. It's pretty good. They didn't cost much. I think it was like two something at Walmart. Like a packet of 12 or something. So, I usually pass by all that stuff and I never really get it. So,
it's, I mean,
It is what it is. It tastes manufactured. It doesn't taste like real pancakes, but it has a pancake taste.
Yeah, and it's cake. And one of the things that I don't like my pancakes to be are thick, heavy pancakes. And
do you think these are thick and heavy?
They remind me of thick, heavy pancakes. But
so Jay is not impressed by this. Try this week.
But I can totally see eating these as dessert. You know, I will say that. And yeah, they're just kind of thick.
But I like thick, dense pancakes too.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
Granted, I like all pancakes.
I like light and fluffy pancakes. I don't, heavy pancakes that weigh on. I can't do it.
So I'll be eating these apparently as well, since you aren't a huge fan of them.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
But I'm excited about the goobers.
Yep. That's a good find. I'm glad you like it, babe. I really am. And so as we said early in the show, we did go to Smash Burgers.
Yep.
And I got they have like an avocado sandwich. This is a chicken sandwich that has like chicken, avocados, lettuce, tomato, and I think bacon is on there as well, with cheese. And I decided to have that sandwich, not with chicken, but with a burger. And they hooked me up with it. And Renee, you got the...
can't remember what it was called.
It was like a barbecue burger or something like that?
It was like a barbecue burger. It had barbecue sauce, ranch dressing.
Yeah, and you're supposed to got the onion.
Haystack onions
or something like that.
Yes, but they forgot them.
Right.
And I got the medium-sized burger. Jay got the...
I got the
large size?
The big smash. You got the smash, I got the big smash.
And we ordered fries.
Right, and fried banana peppers.
I love banana peppers. Fried banana pepper rings.
Right.
So the interior is very clean. It's white and red.
Yeah. It's got like a Apple store. If Apple had a restaurant, I think it would probably look like that.
And they had Mellow Yellow on the fountain.
And Coke Zero,
which Jay was happy about.
I was very happy about that.
And they brought out our food to our table.
Yep.
And my burger was good. I wolfed it down. Yeah. I didn't even notice that it was missing the haystack onions until they brought me some haystack onions.
And my burger was pretty good. I got it, you know, and I switched the bun on it. I didn't go with the, I think it had the, what's it called, egg bun or something like that? And I decided to go with the jalapeno bun.
Chipotle bun.
Or the chipotle, spicy chipotle bun.
And I had the regular egg bun, and it was good. The fries were really good.
And the fried banana peppers were good. They take their fries, and when they get through cooking them, they shake them in rosemary, garlic, and olive oil. It was pretty good. You know, we asked them what they do with that, and they shake them in that, and it was pretty good. So, compare that to Five Guys, babe. Which one would you go with?
It's tough. I'd probably still go to Five Guys. I don't mind Smashburger. They're a little bit more expensive.
Right.
Excuse me.
And it's more of a, if you just want a burger, if you're just going for a burger, classic burger, go to Five Guys. Now, if you're like, man, I just don't want a classic burger, I just want something fancier than Five Guys, then go to Smashburger.
Fancier.
If you want to know about fancier, you might want to go check out our light video that we got from Alachia.
Or please don't, because it's rather embarrassing.
Well, how bad it is? Or how we are?
No, how much I made a fool of myself.
Oh, it's okay if I make a fool of myself.
No, you don't make a fool of yourself.
Sure.
You never
do. Okay.
So that was Smashburger. Went there on Sunday.
It's recipe time. But
I made three things this week.
All right. What'd you make, babe?
Okay. I made fettuccine with cayenne and red pepper sauce. And did you like that?
Very much.
Okay. So the sauce I thought was going to be thicker. I use extra cayenne pepper because Jay likes things a little spicy, and that worked out. But it was more of like a coating on the fettuccine instead of like a rich sauce. So I had to figure out a way to make it thicker. Jay said add flour. I don't know. Maybe add more Parmesan. That's possible too. So, fettuccine with cayenne and red pepper sauce, had some Italian bread with it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it was real good.
Plus,
I liked it.
Plus, I love pasta.
It had me sniffing. You didn't realize it had me sniffing because you were so concentrated on how bad it was.
I was like, the sauce needs to be thicker. I mean, if things don't turn out like I think they do, I think something's wrong.
Right.
And then that same night, I made slow cooker apple crisp. And this was amazing and amazingly easy. The hardest part was chopping up the apples. I used Granny Smith apples, which worked wonderfully. So Granny Smith apples, the hardest part was cutting up the apples, which we have apple core, so it's not that hard. And, you toss the apples in a mixture of cornstarch, ginger, cinnamon, and then on top of that, you put the crumble, which consists of flour, cinnamon, nutmeg, butter, pinch of salt. I put the recipe in the show notes, but, and then you put that in this slow cooker on low for 4 hours and bam, you have like, it's called apple crisp, but it's more like an apple cobbler, but yeah. it didn't matter. It was right. Amazing.
I mean, and when we got it, I mean, it was almost like, I told Renee, I was like, it tastes so much like, what we would get at, BD's, the apple dessert. And it was, it hands down, it was great.
Yep.
Great.
And, so there was that. And it was so funny after, cause, we had vanilla ice cream with it and I wasn't paying attention and I put it in the fridge after we got done instead of the freezer.
Which is fine. We didn't need it anymore.
Yeah. And we didn't need it anymore. And I guess that was me subconsciously saying, I don't need to eat this ice cream. So.
And this next recipe that she's ready to talk about, we had tonight before coming on the show, and I think that's what's causing the itis to settle in on Renee.
Oh, maybe. I made beef and mushroom stew in the slow cooker. So,
and it was awesome.
So, it says stew, but it's not really a stew, I don't think. But, I think I just called it stew. So, it was just basically cube stew meat and beef and onion soup mix and some mushrooms. It called for wine. I didn't have any red wine, so I just put extra water.
You know how we do with wine.
Yeah, I'm like, meh, yeah. And I think a couple other things. And you let that cook for 8 to 10 hours on low, and then you have this savory, beefy type item, and we put it over mashed potatoes, and it was so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
I thought the sauce was supposed to be a little thicker, but it actually worked out. It was really good.
Yeah, you were like, it's not... I think you were wanting something thick and creamy this week. This weekend.
I was
that.
Thick and creamy. I don't want to think. It just sounds gross.
I know it doesn't sound gross.
But yeah.
That's the name of a... I mean, it's just... Whatever. Don't own the word.
Own the word.
Word, doggone it.
Own the word. A thick and creamy is not gross at all.
It's not.
It's not. So...
my babe.
So I cooked a lot of stuff, and I'm really wanting to cook something from one of our listeners that sent something to us.
Right.
So I think I will be delving into our emails to cook something that's been sent to us.
All right, well, that's cool. So that was this past weekend, and cooking with the Valentines and all that good stuff. So. With that, we'll move on to odds and ends. There were a couple of other shout-outs that we did want to do. One of them is to congratulate Graja and his wife on their new addition in their family.
The new baby boy.
Congratulations.
You guys.
And, you know, we're happy for you all. And hope that your sleep schedule doesn't get too cramped. But we know it happens, and... Just hang in there, man. Hang in there, Miss Garage. Hang in there, Mr. Garage. So. Yeah. And we also have some birthday shout-outs for this week.
Oh.
Yep. So tomorrow, I know some of these folks don't listen to the show, but just want to, you know, just spotlight them. O, Obsidian.
Oh, happy birthday, O.
His birthday is tomorrow, as well as Nick. You remember Nick, the young guy out in Colorado? Nick. He used to be on Twitter. I can't remember his Twitter handle. Nick. And I didn't want to give out his last name.
Okay.
And I want to say happy birthday to Christina. You remember Christina from our old guild from the Victorious Renegade? Oh,
yeah. Awesome.
Her birthday is on Wednesday. And we're also on Friday, Rigor Mortis. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Rigor Mortis.
Yep. And on Saturday, it is Clint's birthday.
Ooh, Clint. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Clint. We hope you all have a great birthday. And happy birthday from us, the Valentines, to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. Happy birthday, guys.
Yep, happy birthday.
And we have another Ozzy in.
All right, go ahead, babe.
Our good friend Alachia moved to Germany yesterday.
Hey.
And it's funny that we miss her because she's not around as much as she normally would be.
Right.
Because she's so busy traveling. So we miss her a lot. And we're really excited to hear about her new adventures in Germany. So she got there safe and sound. And I think she... I don't know what time it is over there. I need to get one of those things on my desktop that tell me what time it is over in Germany.
Yeah. So. I know she said they got there at 7... p.m. or 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 1 a.m. her time.
Her time.
So that would have been midnight for us.
Okay.
So they're like 6 or 7 hours ahead of us.
I mean, that's pretty exciting to like go and live in a whole different country. I can't even imagine how that would be.
Right. Totally.
And
so
you did something.
Yeah. So I'm kind of curious about this whole couponing craze. And one of the things that I did this past weekend was I actually subscribed to the Sunday and holiday only of our local newspaper, which is the Courier Journal, and to get, you know, the paper for couponing to see if there's anything to it. And after this first one, I really need to go through it, and we're not kind of seeing anything. So I'm not sure if couponing is really for us. I may give it a month, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, we look there, and one thing I don't want to do, I don't want to buy something just because there's a coupon. There's right. No point.
Right.
Because that just makes you spend more money. I'm not going to do that.
Well, some people say you spend it now, save it for later, and you don't have to buy it then. Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't know. And one, we live in an apartment, and we don't have a lot of space for storing stuff. So... that's one of the hang-ups there. So we pretty much buy what we need and have and stock the shelves. And when the shelves are full, we don't buy anything else until there's more room. So that was one of the things there. And it was real funny because with the Courier Journal, they kind of messed up my subscription.
Oh, Jay was so mad.
Well, I wasn't mad. I really wasn't mad until when I called to tell them.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, okay, so I guess I was. Well, you know what? I wasn't mad, you know. You know, because I actually stayed calm. If I was mad, he wouldn't have known. But I called because I used to deliver papers. I know if they miss a delivery, if you call and let them know, they deliver. They have someone else to come back out and deliver papers between, you know, 7 a.m. to noon. And they stop at noon. But I called in, let them know, hey, I didn't get my paper. And this guy named Elliot was like, your subscription doesn't start until the 3rd. And I was like, that's incorrect. It starts on the 2nd. I had the paperwork here. And he started interrupting me, Mr. Valentine.
Talking, I know.
And talking over me.
Yeah. And it's like, you are not a kid. So
right.
Why talk over you like that?
So I totally, you know, let him finish. Then I was like, Elliot, this is what needs to be done. And I was like, Elliot. You know, I started using his name. You know, kind of, you know, telling him, hey, you need to chill out, you know, totally. And, you know, a part of me wanted to be like, you know what, screw it, in my subscription, I'm not going to do it. But he wouldn't have cared, you know, so.
Yeah, so, yeah.
So.
I think you did the right thing.
Right, so I was like, dude, just chill out. I didn't even call to complain about the guy. I mean, the guy was probably ticked off because he had to work Sunday morning, you know, so he probably wanted to be somewhere else or whatever. But that was, you know, anyway. And I also have another gripe.
Oh, Jay's rants today.
All right, so at work, man, we have this cleaning lady, right? I admire the people that keep the restrooms and the kitchens clean for businesses and everything. I really do. But here's my question. Why do you schedule your time to clean the bathrooms at lunch and at normal break times?
That doesn't make sense.
That closes the restroom down.
You shouldn't clean the restrooms anywhere during lunch. Right. The time to clean would be between 10 and 11 or between like 3 and 4.
Mm, 3 and 4 is not good. Because
is that break time? That's, I don't know. Between 1 and 2.
You know, okay. Between 1 and 2. You know, that's, you know, I don't know. It really irks me. And it's weird because I'm not the only one on the floor that notices it. You know, so on our floor, it's always on the 6th floor. She's always cleaning up in the wrong places. You know, it's really irks. And then if you happen to get in there before she gets in there. Mm-hmm. So if you get in there like at 10:30, you know, at 10:45, she comes banging on the door. Is anyone in here? And you're like, yes. Then she says, is anyone in here? And it's like, yes. I mean, it's like you have to yell.
Oh my God.
And then it's not like she stands by the door, you know, waiting for you to come out. And if you don't come out in like 2 or 3 minutes, she'll ask again. It's like, weren't you just here?
And it's like, look, I'm trying to sit here and relax and have a good time with myself. No. Oh, that sounds bad.
That sounds bad. No, I'm just sitting here trying to do my business.
Yes, trying to do your business.
Do my business. And you yelling ain't making it go faster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah, that would have really irritated me. And yeah.
And it's plus the fact when you go to the bathroom, you really don't want anybody to know you're in there. You know, especially if you're doing paperwork.
Is that what they call it?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to say if you're pooping.
Especially if you're doing paperwork.
If you're doing paperwork, you know.
But, I don't want anybody to know that I'm in the bathroom at
right.
all.
You
period.
Regardless, you don't even want people to know you're going in and wash your hands, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. All like, right. I don't want to meet anybody in the bathroom.
Right. So with that, we're going on to the podcast of the week. Oh.
Podcast of the week.
All right. So this week's podcast is one that our good friend Alachia kind of told me about when she was dancing early one morning because she was sleepy or she was trying to make herself get sleepy. It's called the Drum and Bass Revolution podcast. And you can find them at http://dnbr.org. The Drum and Bass Revolution podcast is here to showcase the best tunes of today, forthcoming releases, and timeless classics. So if you really like dance music, these guys are doing like, it's just a podcast, like an hour long of just straight music. That really gets your blood flowing and makes you want to dance and stuff like that. So I really enjoy that podcast. I've been listening to it for the past couple of weeks since she told me about it. And I think you should pick it up and check it out. I mean, there's really no talking or anything. It's artists that are out there that are doing remixes of songs and stuff like that where they've created their own music and they've submitted to this dnbr.org. And, you know, they're just trying to make a revolution, you know. Of just drum and bass, and it's really good. So, give it a shot, give it a look, and give it a look over, and give it a listen.
Oh, it's cool. I haven't ever heard of that before, but I will take a look.
All right, well, cool. So, Renee, can you tell the people how they? Oh, do you want to see if there's any feedback? Well, I guess we don't have any feedback.
No, we don't have any feedback. Okay, but that's okay.
But please
contact us, damn it,
please.
and you can contact us by email and the email address is atvalentineblog@gmail.com.
You can also see our blog. Our blog is atvalentine.com. That's atvalentine.com. The podcast Twitter feed is @valentineblog. That's atvalentineblog on Twitter.
Yep. And Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy. That's caoboi.
Yep. And Renee's Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. TheIceFlow.
Tweet me.
So that's been a great show, babe.
Thank you, everybody. It's awesome.
Yep. And we liked the music so much from last week.
We're going to use it again.
We're going to use it again. This may be just our outro. So If I Gave You My Love by Pretty Lights. You guys take it easy.
Bye, everybody.